to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 10th of April, 2007, with my scheduled, regularly scheduled Tuesday afternoon or evening, depending on where you're at in the country or on planet Earth, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And, Paul, before the top of the hour break, I just wanted to make mention of the fact that, you know, some people have suggested that this is a carefully couched infomercial. And I've been telling people the same thing that I said on the air, that set aside, and we're talking 10 years ago. Where was gold and silver 10 years ago? We weren't being represented by any gold firms or anything else. We weren't getting payola for mentioning or anything else. I've been telling people for over 10 years, skip some vacations, put away the desires for the play toys, start banking on real assets, and I did this over a decade ago. Paul, you still there?
I started in 1960.
You started in 19. Well, I'm a Johnny come lately. Paul, you were going to say?
Yeah, my second part of the question would probably be, okay, if I did purchase gold and silver, and now it came to the point where things are going where a lot of people suspect that they are going to end up. Even though I say the only way they're going to end up there, if you sit there listening to talk radio and don't start doing something like they haven't been for talk radio, a lot of talking, no action.
I understand, Paul, and I've heard your message, and every time you call in, you relay that same message, and I appreciate you saying that, because I have been after the fence sitters, the people that have been sitting by and letting other people do the work, and I'm with you on that.
Okay. Now, my point was, okay, let's say that it ends up where these people say it is, and they're going to be depending on gold. What I would ask is, okay, once these kind of fascist Nazis, thieves come, and they're coming for everyone, you're going to be sitting there as an open target if you don't also collect some lead, because there's going to be not just the government, everyone looking for you. But let's say that you have this gold. I want to know, okay, times are tough now. Who are you going to go to that's going to be so wealthy that they're going to want to deal with you to do some kind of gold transaction?
Well, I don't.
Well, they're not going to do a gold transaction. You're going to be trading for lead and clips and weapons and shaving gear and soap and toilet paper and on and on and on. I mean, I've been in economies that have been, almost totally black market. Even in the early 1950s in Europe, it was like that. And so there's always a market. That's why you need some bullion coins, and you need them in small denominations, because you may want to buy a battery from someone to make your car go.
Mm-hmm. And Bob, there's something else I want to throw in the mix here. We're coming up on break here in about 40 seconds, but keep something in mind, and I want people to understand this, because we know gold is going to double, triple, quadruple, however high it's going to go. And whether you do it on silver or gold, that's up to the public at large. But my point here is that when the price of this commodity triples or quadruples, you're also going to see a market out there that's going to be a buyer's market for those who have the funds to buy. In other words, you're going to see $200,000 houses out there. They're not going to be going for $200,000. If you've got right now $100,000 worth of gold or silver and it quadruples and you got a buyer's market out there, the question is, how are you going to survive? You're going to survive because you're going to have the money in which to make those transactions to protect yourself. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Before you leave the airwaves today, Bob, I want to get into what the Prime Minister over there, Tony Blair, is under, and I want to get into that subject. Please remind me before we get out of here. Let's go back to the phones. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hello.
What would be the earliest warning signs that I should look for? The warning signs that there may be a currency call-in or the Merrill switchover or the cashless banking system. What do I look for at the beginning to position myself properly?
I think you're already seeing the warning signs, but Bob, what's going to be the big tip here for the generally dumb public, not meaning you, Richard, but the generally dumb public out there, that something has really gone wrong and it's going sideways rather rapidly?
Well, this legislation has been proposed, and they want to tag on this North American Union thing to it. I have a piece in today's issue at the end of the issue pertaining to that, and that would include the Amero. I think that's a ways away. What is a ways away? Probably 2 or 3 years at the quickest.
Well, is there any way we could take advantage of the changeover or any steps?
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to give you 1 month to turn in your money for the new money. So in order to avoid that, you become involved in gold and silver assets.
How about coins?
So that,
How about...
Pardon me?
How about buckets of coins? Just ordinary coins. How about that?
Well, they may be okay for small things, but gold and silver are going to go up in value as people leave a devaluing dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to make profit, or you're going to have an asset that's worth more in gold and silver. And that will persist until hyperinflation ends. And once hyperinflation ends, everything will go down. The gold will only go down probably 20%. Everything else, including silver and commodities and et cetera, will go down 50 to 90%. And that's what happened during the Great Depression. And our situation today is far more dire than it was during that period of time. So again, gold is the ultimate money. It's the only money in the world. And if you get gold, you're going to be able to spend it one way or another.
What do you think is the reason why all of the property tax assessment sheets are missing from the courthouse? I've noticed they're all gone, and the tax assessor will not say where they are, but they're just gone. They're not even available on microfiche. Are they in China?
And Bob is asking...
I don't know, but what locale are you speaking of?
Oh, Colbert County, Alabama.
Oh, well, that's a local situation, and if they're missing, that means that someone made them be missing.
Well, and here's...
They didn't get missing by themselves, that's for sure.
Well, I just wondered if China owns all the land.
Well, and here's...
Well, that's possible.
Here's another thing for consideration. I just pulled this up off of our website, folks. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, a disc containing the names, birth dates, and Social Security numbers of 2.9 million Medicare and children's health care recipients just absolutely came up missing in Georgia. The state said the security breach was reported by Affiliated Computer Services, a private vendor. ACS did not immediately return a phone call seeking comment. The Department of Community Health in Georgia said it was requiring the Dallas-based company to notify everyone affected to offer free credit reports. The children's health care program involved in the data lost is called Peach Care. So why is it that we keep seeing all these public records all of a sudden disappear, but we always see private companies somewhere on the periphery here?
Well, I don't have an answer for that, quite frankly. And maybe the gentleman's answer is as good as any. You know, maybe they traded them off to China.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Real assets are going to become valuable. I mean, I think that's why you're seeing the privatization. You're seeing foreign corporations coming in and buying up business, infrastructure, you name it. Because God ain't making any more real estate here on planet Earth. And there are people out there that we are in debt to up to our eyeballs. The Arabs still, China most assuredly, Japan. You know, when everything starts to go south, you got to look at the board and say, what's of intrinsic value? What can I cash in on? What can I take as collateral? What can I control? And I think therein lies the answer. Privatization, most assuredly, that's what's behind the Trans-Texas Corridor. We know it's part of the North American Union, the NAFTA corridor, call it what you will, but you're seeing private corporations outside of the continental United States, foreign governments and companies taking advantage of this.
Yeah, yesterday we had Dow Chemical. There was a $50 billion offer from people from the Middle East. They're dumping dollars.
Richard, anything else?
Yeah, how about mutual funds that only invest in gold mine shares? Is that a good investment?
Yes, it is, but there's better investments. I would prefer numismatic coins, or I would prefer silver bags, or I would prefer individual stocks. And John and his firm can help you with the coins.
Yeah.
And we make recommendations on the stocks in the International Forecaster. And I want to tell you something. These people made an awful lot of money. And so, and that's going to continue for the next several years.
Richard, there's also something.
The answer is, on the fund, yes, but there's better places to go to.
Richard, there's also another consideration. If you have a 401k, you're wrapped up in a retirement fund someplace, when the plug gets pulled on this, and we've already seen it happen, and you can look to any major corporations, you can take a look at Enron, whatever. Bottom line is the money that they put into the retirement accounts up and disappeared. There is no chance of recovery for that. When the plug gets pulled on this economy and it goes south and goes south in a big hurry, don't look for your 401k to be there, that you're going to be standing in line with feeling the lint in your pocket, wanting to cash in your retirement fund, and your retirement fund's not going to be there. That's why we're also offering the service to get people out of these 401ks, to get them out of the individual retirement accounts, the IRAs, get them out of that and get them moved into something that is substantial. Because it's going to go up and it's going to disappear, and everybody's going
to. I want to add to that. In the 401ks, if you will read your contract and get a hold of it, or have an attorney read it, you may be able to borrow up to 50%. There's a lot of plans that do, and you pay 10% interest, and the interest goes to yourself and to your own account, sort of like a wash sale. But if you've got $100,000 in a 401k, and your 401k allows you to, you can take $50,000 out, borrow it from there, and buy gold and silver coins or shares. You know, it all depends on what it's like. And another thing too is I just came out in this issue, and I identified a whole bunch of online brokerage firms, Merrill Lynch and the whole rest of them. And they're being hacked into, and whole accounts are just disappearing. And the FBI and the SEC are jumping up and down. They don't know what to do about it.
I purchased this directly through the mail about 10 years ago.
What, a mutual fund?
Yeah. Hmm. And it hasn't done much. It's gone. It's pretty well followed gold, but...
Well, if that's the case, sell it and get some numismatic coins or some bullion coins or some junk silver or some gold stocks or something.
And I
if it's not performing, get something better.
Bob, I've also...
And if you want any advice, just email me and or get a hold of John, and I'll help you if you want.
And something else that we've told people before, and I've had some quarters say that, oh, well, that's illegal. Well, wait a minute. When people were refinancing their houses, they were pulling equity out for whatever reason. You're watching that segment of the market. It's tougher to do refinancing on your property now. They were loaning up to 110%, in some cases 120, 125% against your house. That's your money. And I told people a long time ago, I said, if I own my house outright, I would refinance the thing, take the money, and I would buy gold and silver. Because I'm going to be way ahead in the long run, but you're watching that segment and that option for people out there being shut down right before our very eyes, Bob.
That's right.
So you're...
This is the last chance if you get a lot of equity to pull it out and put it into gold and silver. After that, it's all gone. And the value of your home, if you're in a hot, former hot area, will go down 30 to 50%.
Oh.
All right, Richard.
Oh, have you got another call?
Yes, we certainly do.
Okay, well, go ahead. Thank you.
All right, well, you're welcome,
hey, thank
sir.
You very much for calling.
He had some intelligent questions that I wished heretofore people were asking before, because here's a man that's serious about his economic survival, and I thank you for your call, sir. Parker in Mississippi, you're up next. Hello, Parker.
Hey there. I'm concerned about my dad. He's got a few $100,000, and I guess it's a 401k, and I've told him that. My advice to him was to get everything out he can and get out of debt to buy gold.
How old is he?
He is 63.
Well, I think he should take at least half of it out, just for starters.
You want to do
and
Parker?
And have him spread it around between coins and shares. And again, we'll help you with that, and there's no charge.
Parker, hang on a second. Bob, I've got to go to this break. Parker, don't go anywhere. Bob, I'll let you finish out your answer to their caller here right after this break for the network.
Did you hear sure about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Folks, we are back. Bob Chapman is my guest, as he is always on Tuesdays, author of The International Forecasters. Thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people are reading this information, ladies and gentlemen. Knowledge is probably the number one most important commodity that's available out there, and you need to be well-armed. Parker in Mississippi, any follow-up questions for my guest today?
Well, basically, why can he only take out half of it?
No, he could take out all of it. I'm being conservative, okay. And I think by taking out half, if he does that and buys gold and silver-related assets in over a six-month or nine-month period, they go up substantially. He's going to say, well, gee, I better take the other half out too.
I see.
You know, I don't know how amenable he is presently to pulling any money on him. Is he all for it? Is he saying, well, gee, I don't know?
Well, he's confused. He realizes that if the market crashes, he's going to lose everything. And so,
would it help Parker if he read some international forecasters by my guest today, his newsletter?
I'm sure it would.
Yeah, oh. Send him a copy. And, you know, he can always get a hold of me by email, if you have email, and I'll call him up and talk to him.
Okay, sounds great.
And what is your email, Bob?
All International right. _. And for those who don't know, an underscore looks like a dash, but it's lower down. It looks like a line on a line, but it looks like a dash on a line. So it's International_Forecaster, Forecaster, at Yahoo, Yahoo.com. And we answer right away. We don't mess around.
All right. Parker?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Appreciate your call. Looks like we have Chris in Texas up next. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, John, I got a question for Bob. Actually, it's kind of I want to kind of paint a picture. I see all these things going on about America owes the Chinese a whole bunch of money, and they're wondering how they're going to get paid. And then I see them trying to open up this big road from Mexico, and now Bush is wanting to go ahead and allow those truckers to come in here. And about that Kansas City port, you know, these truckers, my concern here is I think that, you know, these globalists could sell out America to the Chinese, saying, oh, we won't only give you their assets, we'll give you the people too. And what I'm thinking is they'll send a bunch of military guys through tankers over to Mexico and then bring them up in these trucks and say they're going to Kansas, but they actually go to Colorado and Texas and underground bases. And then they stockpile a bunch of military guys here, you know, secretively. Bob, what do you think the scenario of that actually happening, you know, us being invaded by Chinese up through the Mexican border?
Well, I think it's a possibility. I don't know how probable it is. I know that they could do it an easier way by saying that the Chinese are our friends, even though we're having a trade battle with them right now, and we want them to come in and train with our troops, like European military has since, you know, the early 1950s. And they could say that they're bringing in 50,000, when in fact they may be bringing in 500,000. We wouldn't know the difference.
And the one way
they could bring in troops that way.
And the one way and we've seen this scenario played over even in movies, Bob. You split the country right in two. And where does the NAFTA corridor lie? You take a look at the
right
map
in the
of
middle.
The United States.
Divide and conquer, age old thing.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree. That's possible. Are you thinking of Red Dawn?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about it. I better get me some freaking lead and guns.
Well, I always recommend that every child and adult over 10 years old should have their own AR-15 or AK-47 with 10 30-shot clips and 1,000 rounds of ammunition for each weapon, and in a firefight, that will last you 4 to 5 minutes.
And I'll tell you what, it has always been that the unorganized militia out there, we are the body, ladies and gentlemen, of real security for this country. And the founders meant for us to be self-sufficient in regards to self-defense. That's what these creatures have been for years trying to do, is take away the guns from the people. An unarmed populace is easy pickings. They're just victims waiting to be slaughtered.
One more quick question for you, Bob, financial. What do you think would be more valuable on the black market? Would it be numismatic gold coin or gold bullion? Or are they about the
absolutely,
same?
Unequivocally gold bullion.
Okay,
no
good.
Question, because once mega and hyperinflation ends, there will be a collapse in the price of everything except gold bullion coins. They'll come down. Maybe 20%, but numismatics can come down 40 or 50, and silver could come down 40 or 50, and homes could come down 50 or 60, and businesses could come down 60 or 70, and money could come down 50% of the value thereof. I mean, I've studied this for years. This has been my whole life, the whole 47 years that I've been involved.
Yeah,
I know it's going to happen, and that's why my predictive ability has been so good, because I did my history.
Okay, I'll let y'all go. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Mr. Shaw in the UK, hang on through the break. We'll take your call immediately after the break for the network. You're listening to Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. This is John Stadtmiller. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
As promised, let's go to Mr. Shaw in the United Kingdom. Hello, Mr. Shaw.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
I wanted to ask Mr. Chapman whether an e-gold account is a good idea.
Which accounts?
E-gold.
In gold? Gold accounts?
E-gold. Electronic
e-gold. Gold.
Yeah.
For a European, the answer is probably yes. Mm-hmm. And then I know the people who run e-gold, and the good people. For an American, the answer is probably no. And the reason why is that they don't have the safety for the Americans if confiscation would come. The Europeans don't have to worry about that. And so, generally speaking, the answer is yes. Just like with funds, the answer is yes. I still prefer coins and individual stocks at this stage because there's a lot more money to be made. You know, you buy e-gold and you go one for one. It's just like the ETFs, the exchange-traded funds. It's one to one. It's just like buying gold bullion but not taking delivery. And if you've got to get some leverage. And the leverage today, I believe, and I'm not saying don't get bullion coins, you should, But the leverage is in the numismatic coins as well, is in the silver and in the shares.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty. Before we get too far toward the end of this program, I want to talk about Tony Blair and the honors for cash scandal that's rocked the Labor government. What can you tell the listeners about Mr. Blair and what he's been up to?
Well, in order to raise money for the individual candidates and for the Labor Party, they evidently were having some problems, and or maybe they weren't. But anyway, they must have been approached, or they approached others who were large contributors and said, look, you know, if you give us $500,000 for our campaign, we'll make you Lord so-and-so or the Earl of such-and-such. And that's what they were doing. They were selling honors, as it's called. And there's a major scandal, and that's what they were doing. And now this is being followed by another major scandal, and that is there's a giant homosexual and pedophilia ring, which is present in Europe and highly so in the United Kingdom, and some of the people who were involved in this illegal activity are in his cabinet. And then we have a third thing, and that is the government said that they would not do an ID which people would have to have in order to function. And they already know through doing surveys that approximately 30 million people have said that, no, excuse me, 15 million people have said that they would not participate. They just wouldn't do it. And so their plan has been exposed. So we get three ongoing scandals at the same time.
Now, you put in your newsletter here that these a seven-year investigation of pornographers and pedophiles run by Britain's National Criminal Intelligence Service, codenamed Operation OAR, resulted in 7,250 suspects being identified in the U.K., 1,850 were charged, and 1,451 were convicted. 500 more have been interviewed, and 900 are under investigation. And as you said, some of the top suspects are senior members of the Blair government. Now, Blair went one step further to try to curtail criticism. He's issued a gag order by issuing a D notice, which prohibits the media from reporting on the issue. Police also discovered links between the British Labour government, the pedophile suspects, and the trafficking of children for purposes of prostitution from Belgium and Portugal, which includes young boys from the Casa Pia orphanage in Portugal.
The same thing that's going on in the United States.
These are monsters, Bob Chapman.
Absolute monsters. People just don't understand. And George Bush and his father are switch hitters. They're involved in it right up to their eyeballs.
My God in heaven! I mean, where does it stop? Where is the bottom?
There is no end to it. These people are so corrupt and so evil. And why do you think they want people like you and I out of the way? Or this professor who said, you just destroyed the Constitution. So what do? You know, they won't let them travel.
And you also have, right after that, the government has spent $326 million hiring private security companies. Here again we go with the Mercs and their mercenaries in Iraq in the past 4 years. This is the equivalent to a quarter of the entire Iraqi budget. They've spent an additional $84 million for Mercs in the entire, in Afghanistan since 2004. And it's here for all to see that war is a big racket and there's big payola in this. So they don't give a damn if tens of thousands, a half a million, or a million Iraqis are butchered. They don't care if half the population of Iran up and disappears in smoke. They don't care if half the population or all the population in Afghanistan. But let me reiterate one thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is not goodwill. We are making enemies around this planet. And I sometimes wonder, Bob, if they didn't know this ahead of time. They have been saying that the Arab Emirates and all the Arab or Islamic countries in the Middle East, oh, they're all terrorists. They're being butchered by the tens of thousands. Wouldn't you respond in any way you could to stop the blood and carnage of your own people in your own country against this government and the evilness? I can't even fathom it. I can't even get my mind wrapped around how evil and how debased these people really, really are.
Well, you're absolutely right, and they've been doing it for 1,000 years that we know of. They've been financing almost every war on both sides, and they're really into population control.
Big time. All right, Chris.
They don't care. Listen, you know, 35, 50, 100 million people, that's peanuts. They don't care.
And you say in your newsletter, in Iraq, a total of $290 million has been spent on mercenaries to protect British assets and $40 million more for police training in Iraq, as well as security advisors for the Iraqi government. And the big contracts went to Kroll and the UK groups, Armour Group and Control Risk. Armour Group, which is headed by the consecutive MP, Sir Malcolm Rifkind, earned 50% of the $255 million in Iraq. And what is being pulled here is exactly what is being pulled in the U.S. as pressure mounts on Blair and Brown and George and the neocons to withdraw troops from Iraq. The number of mercenaries is being increased. It's easier for the government to allow this privatization of the war by Praetorian Guard and turn a blind eye to regulation. Yeah, you put in here it's not ethical. This is inhuman. Who are these people?
Right.
Bob, years ago, I almost got in a fist fight with somebody, and he said he was a private mercenary. And I looked at him, and I said, oh, you mean for a buck you go in and do anybody's bidding? And he kind of looked at me and kind of put his head down a little bit, and I said, do you realize what you just said to me? I looked at the man square in the eye, knowing full well of his capabilities, and he could have taken me out in a New York second. I looked at him, and I said, do you have any soul left in there? I said, you know what? There's still time. He looked at me. He had this blank expression on his face, and I just quietly walked away. And I'll tell you, it was a nervous 10 steps until I got around the corner from this guy. But I had to say it. I've never been shy about this. I've confronted evil wherever I see it. And by God, this is what we all need to do. We need to snap people back into reality. Because once you sell your soul, let me tell you what, folks, the hereafter is a hell of a lot longer than this short term that we spend kicking around this little dirt ball in the sky in a universe without end. It's your soul that's at stake here. It is eternity that's at stake here. Let's go back to the phones. Chris in Texas. Hello, Chris.
Hi, John. I have two questions. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, Bob, my wife has a 401k which is tied up in she's a letter carrier, and it's with the government fund. Currently the money's in a D fund. But I have thought about getting a loan, but it's her money, so I can't really tell her what to do, and I don't know if I've tried to hint around it, but I don't think she quite has come around to that idea of getting a loan and buying gold or silver. But the only other option I see is they have another fund which invests in companies in Europe which are not tied to any U.S. companies such as British.
No, you don't want to do that. You want to choose. If you can't buy gold and silver related assets of any kind that are being offered by them, then what you try to do is find if they have a money market fund and put the money in there. It's safer.
Okay.
Because the market's going to go down. So, if the market goes down, you're going to use 25 or 50% of your money. Now, you are going to lose from inflation on the money market fund, but you're not going to lose nearly as much.
Okay. And John, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I had an awakening today, and it's kind of saddening in a way. It has to deal with the IRS. I went into a place to file my taxes and so forth, and I got to talking with a fella about freedom to fascism, and about how there's really no law on filing taxes. And I never really, this fella really, he really got upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let alone I know that that's his business to file taxes, but when I presented the facts that there was no law and that there were Supreme Court rulings, he told me that, well, he saw on the History Channel, and he said, I didn't know what I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and I, it really saddened me. Of course, he basically ran me out of his office, and that really saddened me because I feel the fear of not filing my taxes, and I'm going to probably go ahead and file and probably do one of those TurboTax things because I can't go back to his office. But if one ever comes to a point to not file, what would be the steps you should take? Because, you know, they can do so much to you that they can spin your head around. And
well, first of all, you're not going to be giving away any trade secrets here. Give me back my screen, producer. Okay. Chris, you're not giving away any secrets here. What company were you talking to?
Oh, it's just a small. I don't know the name of the company. It's a place my cousin went to, and it just says tax refunds and so
okay.
forth. And he
All
helped
right.
my cousin. You All know, right. it's not H&R Block or anything.
No,
like
I understand, but Chris, I understand this. I've got a business, and I'm in the business of doing business with you. And if you knew the truth of how you got into a fix for goods and services or whatever the case might have been, you're coming to me for a reason. Am I going to sit there and listen to you as to why you're trying to tell me I shouldn't be a client there? I'm going to tell you to get the heck out of my office also.
Yeah, well, I understand that. But I guess what got me is just how blind people are.
You're talking about this guy's bread and butter. I mean, he makes a lot of money this time of year. He doesn't want anybody else like you. You're a pariah. And if anybody else was in that office that was hearing you talk that way.
Well, the reason he got upset is because I was telling one of his workers about it, and she was just, like, totally stunned as far as what I was telling her. And I think she's going to wind up getting the video. But once he got wind of it, he came in right away and started to try to discredit me.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want to lose his secretary either. She's not doing it, and they're doing tax deals.
I know,
yeah.
I know. If one were not to file, are there certain steps that one should take? Or you know, because I'll admit, it's scary.
It is scary, and I'm saddened to hear, Chris, that you're in there and you're walking into these tax places to file your taxes again. You know, I mean, yes, they have been demonstrating with Larkin Rose and Bob Schultz and Irwin Schiff and the guy that had Aeroplastics, Dick Simcannon. They are out there trying to nail the top people out there telling you about the IRS. They are doing exactly that. You've already heard their response back, that we're going to redouble. We're going to enforce. Here's going to be our answer to the people who are asking this inane, stupid questions about the legitimacy of the IRS and our practices of collecting this illegal tax. This is how we're going to answer you. We're going to try to put these people in jail. Same with Tommy Crier, the attorney. He's put everything he's got on the line going after the IRS. And they have just, he was supposed to be in court, I do believe, today or yesterday. Well, they moved that case a little bit back. But people that have a lot to lose are putting everything on the line, and they have got to shut their mouths. Because there's over 67 million people in this country, sir, that are not filing federal income taxes as we speak. This April 15th is not going to be a boom day for the IRS.
Well, you know, like I said, It is scary. I'm going to file and so forth. But, you know, it's very disheartening to know the truth and to have to go another way.
Well, did you walk in there with copies of Freedom to Fascism? Because you could have at least affected one person at an office, and she probably would have slipped that DVD in her purse before her boss came out in the office.
I should have.
All right. Thanks for your call, Chris. I appreciate it.
Incidentally, Aaron Russo is a subscriber.
He is, to the international forecaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has been for some time.
Yeah, Aaron is a very smart guy, a very talented guy, and I hope God sees fit to cure his cancer, make it go away so this man can stick on planet
Earth. He's been around there. He's had it for several years.
Yeah, I know. He's battling with it all the time. Dalton in Tennessee, you're up next, sir. Hello, Dalton.
Hey.
Hi.
I just had one little thing to add here, and I have a friend that's real into the studying the whole money thing. And, you know, you hear all the stuff about, the American treasury is printing money and scattering it all over the world, particularly the Middle East, like a drunken sailor. You know, you hear the stuff about, well, China's counterfeiting money and North Korea's counterfeiting money and da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy told me another angle one time that I've never heard anybody mention on RBN, and that is there's a whole lot of stuff on Wall Street with futures trading and whatnot.
Okay, do me a favor, Dalton.
Sure.
Just hold that thought. We got to take this break here. We'll come back and finish up this edition of the National Intel Report with my scheduled guest every Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. If you have email trees out there, send them to republicbroadcasting.org. Let them hear this for themselves. We'll take the break, come back, short segment. We only have 4 minutes left in this edition. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
We're back. Short segment here, closing out the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 10th of April, 2007. Dalton in Tennessee, please conclude, sir.
Basically, what it amounts to is it's a form of counterfeiting also. It doesn't involve paper, but what it amounts to is these guys get in these games together where one side bets one way, one side bets the other. They take turns being the loser, and the loser writes it off. So you and I end up picking it up. Are you following me?
Yes.
And they're doing this with multi-million-dollar deals on a daily basis.
Well,
and this also is debasing our currency while I'm out there, you know, humping it all day long trying to make a living for my family.
Well, that's true, and I've been in that industry. But I'm going to go one step further. Each day the Federal Reserve decides what they're going to do in the repo market. And what they do... What's that?
I said yes.
The repo market is where the Federal Reserve creates money out of thin air, and they buy U.S. government securities from banks, usually banks within the 12 Federal Reserve Bank sphere. And they might inject, let's say, $10 billion into the market that day. And the $10 billion is then offered to a group of 21 dealers who work in congruity with the Fed and the Fed-owned banks. And they have a conference call every morning at 7:30. And they tell these people what to do with the money to rig markets. And that money can be parlayed 8 times or more. So if brokerage house number one received $1 billion, they could go out and use $8 billion or $50 or $100 billion during the course of the day. And so if you think that it's bad on the floor of the COMEX or the CBOT, it's 100 times worse coming out of the Fed. And their creation of money and credit, because they won't publish M3 anymore, is over 10%. That's annualized each year for the last 3 years. And the Europeans are doing the same thing. And so you talk about, you know, money creation. Well, you and I are out working very hard, and they've gone absolutely crazy.
Well, it can't stand forever. I mean, it's got to come to the break.
It'll collapse. It'll collapse.
It has
You're right.
It has to.
And we cover all of that in the International Forecaster.
By the way, Dalton, the best case, an absolute best case scenario for the funny money game that they've been playing inside this country is maximum 100 years. We're only 5 to 6 years away from that golden anniversary.
I don't doubt that.
And no place on planet Earth has this type of money system ever, ever sustained. It has always crumbled. It's designed to.
Sure.
Because the people that are printing it, the people that are loaning out at interest this usury, it is their game. They collapse it. They recreate it. Just different faces in different places with different names. But it's the same old con game. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Dalton.
Take care.
All right. Bob Chapman, that concludes this 2 hours. I appreciate you spending the time with us. And, folks, Republic Trading Group, keep something in mind. That when you deal with Republic Trading Group, all the proceeds for any deals that we do go right back into the network. Please support us. It's a win-win situation. Get the International Forecaster from Bob Chapman, as you heard. Even our good friend that made Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo, has been a subscriber to this newsletter for years. Over 100,000 people are reading this worldwide, and the numbers are steadily increasing. There's a reason why. There is a premium on information. Don't be left out of the loop. Bob Chapman, we'll see you next Tuesday, sir.
I'll be here. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Be back here tomorrow for another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. God bless.